Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com. We report only the news come out every week with the Times daily breaking news, and our issues are emailed directly to the offices of every star in our pages. So if you want to reach the stars, give us a call, and also if you just want to let us know what you think or want to hear or see, let us know. We might actually even publish your comments or your message for the world to hear. So give us a call, 310-226-7176. Check out our advertising rates, they're very reasonable. We also have an A-list public relations department for select potential clients. And again, the number is 310-226-7176. Folks, I want to discuss with you how to succeed in Hollywood for our ongoing article here on this series, and this is actually for you, no matter what level you are at, whether you're already a star, you're a semi-celebrity, or you're aspiring and beginning out with your career in the entertainment industry. This is for you as a writer, screenwriter, producer, director, casting director, fine artist, painter, a singer, songwriter, actress, model, whoever you are in the arts and entertainment and even the business world, this is for you. So feel free, take some notes, and let us know what you think afterwards, 310-226-7176. Or if there's any questions you've got regarding this content or something we didn't cover, feel free to let us know. So what do I want to say? We've got a lot to discuss, and this is really pertinent to many of you because I've seen these mistakes, actually a number of them, repeated time and time, over and over again. Here's the number one. First of all, let's cover the main three reasons most people fail to succeed in the entertainment industry. Here they are. Number one, they are not professional. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot of many myriad number of things. Number one, you show up late, you're not on time, you're flaky, you try to reschedule, you don't keep your appointments, you don't do what you say you're going to do, don't present yourself in a proper way, you speak too casually and not coherently or professionally when you're dealing with someone brand new until you get to know their style and how they communicate. Calling someone dude or bro or chick or things like that when you don't even know them, not professional. So number one, main reason people fail, not professional, not trained, simply just not educated as to how to be a musician or singer or actress, off key, doesn't have a reel, doesn't have credits, doesn't have training. Actors need training. So be a professional. That is the number one reason people do not succeed, is they are simply not professional. When I say this, I am also referring to following up. You have to follow up with people. If you call them, if you're pitching yourself, tell yourself you need to follow up and be relentless. Be polite, but be relentless. So be a professional. This all comes down to being at the top of your game and being just a good business person, because it is called the entertainment industry and the entertainment business for a reason, because it, folks, is a business. So you're in business for yourself, and you have to treat your career as a business, which means being a professional. So that's number one. Number two, what is the number two main reason most people fail in the entertainment industry? Well, it is simply this: ego. Their ego is just out of check, out of control. Now, granted, everyone has an ego. We have an ego, we all do, but keep it in check. You don't want to portray yourself or come off with someone as too arrogant or that you like you know everything, and basically just don't handle criticism well, or you're just too In some cases, domineering. When you're dealing with someone high up in the entertainment industry, a top-level person that can take your career from where it is now, higher to where you want it to be, that person is generally going to have more power than you, and so consequently, you need to keep your ego in check and not have too much ego when you're dealing with them. Why? They are doing you a favor to deal with you. And granted, every producer, agent, manager, casting director, they need your business essentially as a whole. They need the business of actors, of models, if one is working in the fashion industry. We need the business, but let's be real. There are tons of people that come to Hollywood every single month, week, and day, fresh off the bus, so to speak, that are dying to be in the industry. So unless you are the next Meryl Streep or the next Leonardo DiCaprio or next Scarlett Johansson, someone that is super talented, next Natalie Portman, someone that's got such an amazing look and so talented and trained, unless you're at that level, let's be real, you're replaceable. So, and that's not to be rude, that's just reality. So keep your ego in check. What is the third reason? Third reason most people fail in the entertainment industry is, and this goes also in a way back to being a professional, and that is they are flaky, but thirdly, they simply are around the wrong group. And so they get the wrong things in their head. So what we would call that is basically they allow themselves to be talked out of things that are good for them and talked into things that are bad for them. So basically they keep the wrong company. So they've got people around them, whether it's friends, parents, loved ones, neighbors, coworkers. They have one person or more people around them that are basically ruining their chances for success. How? By invalidation, by saying, oh, well, you know, you're pretty, but, you know, you're no Marilyn Monroe, or you're talented, but, you know, you're no, you know, James Dean, you're no Johnny Depp, you know, you've got a nice look and good things going on, but let's be real, it's like winning the lottery. You know, they may say it's you should think about getting a real job. You know, it's a nice hobby, it's a nice dream, but those people that make it, you know, they're just like an anomaly. They're, you know, different. They're different than you and me. You know, that's for other people. You need to be realistic. Okay. Anytime someone tells you to be realistic, you need to seriously think about running away, because let's face it, Hollywood, folks, is not realistic. The nature of Hollywood is we are creating our own realism or surrealism, if the case may be. We are not realistic. And the fact of working in Hollywood, the very essence of pursuing a career in the entertainment industry itself, whether it's music, film, fine art, whatever it may be, the arts, just the nature of pursuing a career in the arts is not realistic. Why? Because granted, most people fail to make even a moderate living at it. Most people simply fail to even make minimum wage as an actress, as a model, as a singer. That's the statistical odds. If you want to get down to real and down to statistics. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if you are concerned about statistics, you don't belong in Hollywood. Okay, because those of us working in the entertainment industry, those of us that are succeeding, that have succeeded, that have made it, we do not let statistics of losers or quitters affect us. We make our own statistics. We are beyond statistics. Okay, if you want something bad enough, or good enough, as I prefer to say, if you want it good enough, great enough, you will do whatever it takes within the law and within hopefully having some good moral judgment, good morality and spirituality. I would suggest you'll do whatever it takes as being a good person to make it happen. And part of that includes, as I said earlier, being a professional, which entails getting educated, getting trained, doing what it takes to make it happen. And a part of that, hopefully, you'll find will be getting some free education from myself here on HollywoodSentinel.com. Again, I invite you, if you don't see questions you have, you can actually even follow my page on Quora, Q-U-O-R-A. It's under my name, Bruce Edwin. Or explore the archive section here at HollywoodSentinel.com. Let us know what you want to hear and see. If you're not getting the information you want, I'm here to help you and give back. 310-226-7176. So, folks, to reiterate, you've got to be, sounds like a animal's outside, you've got to be relentless. You have to follow your passion. You have to have a passion, first of all. If you're not passionate about being a singer, being an actress, being a model, being a fine artist, whatever it is you're pursuing in the arts, if you're not passionate about it, if it's not in your soul and your gut and you just live and breathe for it, then it's not for you. You should maybe pursue it as a hobby, but you know, if you want to greatly succeed, it's got to be in your blood. It's got to be something that you wake up and just makes you want to feel like you want to get out of bed and you want to live for. That's how badly you've got to have it, got to want it. You should, I'm suggesting. And if you have the passion that strongly, then no one should be able to talk you out of your dream and pursuing what you want. And if they try, you need to give them a few warnings. Say, hey, thank you very much. Appreciate your opinion, but I don't want to hear it anymore. I want people on my side and around me and in my life that support me and my goals, my dreams, my visions, and lift me up, not tear me down. And if you're going to try to tear me down, tell them. Give them a couple warnings, a couple more. But on my policy, three strikes, they're out. If they keep doing it, I suggest distance yourself from that type of person. You don't need that around. If you want to be a star, you have to have people around you, not that agree with everything you say, and not people that are just say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, you know, and do whatever you say and want, but people that support your dream and believe in you. This is Bruce Edwin of HollywoodSentinel.com. We believe in all of our clients, believe in you. Make it a great day, and HollywoodSentinel.com. Come back and visit often. Goodbye.